What's up, What Let's Go fam? Y'all, this is a very special episode, clearly, because I'm actually in person with our guest, and we have an amazing guest today. If you don't know her, this is Franny. Is your last name still Cash?
It's Kane now, Kane. But it was Cash.
So. Hey, that's like so similar.
I know, only two letter Kane, change.
That's awesome.
Not that hard.
Franny Kane, used to be Franny Cash. She is in We the Kingdom, a family band, right?
Family band,
I love it, because my family does so much together, and they also just had a new album come out August the 7th, so you need to go check it out. I love it so much. What's the name of the album?
Thank you for listening. It's called Holy Water.
Okay,
like the song.
I was like, am I gonna butcher this because I love the song so much. That's like my favorite song in the album. They're all great, but that is the album name for a good reason. So everybody go check that out. And this episode is going to be also a little bit different. It's so fun because I actually have somebody to answer the DMs with me. So a lot of times we go through the DMs you send on the Whoa That's Good podcast Instagram page. And today it won't just be me answering them, but it will be Franny. So we have some more wisdom and fun over here. But first, because it is the Whoa That's Good podcast and you've never been on it, what is the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Oh, it's so hard because I've been given so much good advice. And I was kind of thinking through this because I love your podcast and I love that you asked that question. And one of my friends one time told me, she's a dear friend and a dear mentor of mine, but she told me to live from love and not for love.
That's great.
And I love that because I think when you live like you're loved by God, then everything out of that, just there's a beautiful flow from that. You're not trying to earn his approval. You're not trying to earn his affection. It doesn't matter the good or the bad things that you do. It just matters that you're loved. And I think, it's just everything is sweeter from that place.
That's so good.
Your motivations are purer, I think.
I love that.
I'm still trying to learn what that means in every moment, to live from the secure place of knowing that God loves me. But it's really cool.
Good.
I love it.
It takes out that desperation. I feel like, you know how we joke, we're like, girl, you thirsty, but really we're desperate for that love.
Yeah.
And my little sister said this the other day, I thought it was genius. She's 17, but she should be like 45 because she's so smart. But these girls were like talking to her about relationships and she was like, I've been in some really bad relationships. And then they said, and then you met Jacob, which is her boyfriend now. And she said, no, then I met Jesus.
Come on.
And I was like, come on, Bella. And she was like, because had I not met Jesus, then I wouldn't have that relationship with Jacob. And I think that's kind of just like goes along with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. It's like when we live from that place that like we know love, we've met love, you know, then you can walk into love in other ways, whether it's a boyfriend, your husband, your friendships or anything.
Yes.
So I love that. What a great way to kick this off. But people sent in some great DMs. And I know
you
recently got married. We talked about the name change. So somebody asked a question about that. They said, I've recently been struggling with the idea of the one. How do you know when your husband was the one for you? Do you think that God handpicks the one that you're supposed to be with for the rest of your life?
Wow. That's a great question. I don't think that there's one person for you. I think that if that was the case, we would have all messed it up.
Yeah.
By now, I do think that there's a person and there are people that you can be more compatible with. Mm-hmm. At least for me, with my story, I started dating Austin a little over a year and a half ago. And I had so much anxiety at the beginning of it. I just gone out of a relationship that it ended okay. He wasn't the person that I felt like I was supposed to marry.
Right.
So I was still trying to recover from that and didn't want to have my heart broken again and all that. So I had a lot of anxiety with Austin. And I think I felt that fear of having a relationship fail. I took that as God saying no, and he's not the one and all that. So it really sent me into a long process with the Lord where I was just really confused. And I think I would get discouraged when I heard other people be like, oh, I knew 2 weeks in. And I was like, I was 5 months in and I didn't, I still didn't know. But I kept praying and being like, Lord, I literally will break up at any moment if he's not the person that I'm supposed to marry, if it's not the right time, if my heart's not in the right place, whatever it is. And eventually, like, I definitely had that moment where I just had so much peace, so much confidence that he was the person that I was supposed to marry.
That's awesome.
I do think, though, that if I had married someone else who loved the Lord, and I think God would bless that. But I definitely think it's good to wait for his direction and through prayer and all that. So
that's great.
I don't know.
I love that. I actually 100% agree with you, because I think if we put the pressure on ourselves that it's just one person, we like view it as like this treasure hunt. Like we had to find the one person. And how are you going to find the one person out of 7 billion people? Like the Lord's going to lead us to those people. But there are the one whenever they're compatible with what God's doing in your life and they're pushing you forward. And, you know, in Genesis, it's a very simple thing of talking about the one. It's like God's like, I'm going to create a helper for you because it's not good for man to be alone.
Right.
So I like to think of it like that. Like, is the person helping you? Is it good for you? Is this a good relationship? Are you better with them?
Right.
Are you running towards your God-sized dreams? And I was the same way with Christian. Like, when we started dating, we took it slow at the beginning, really slow, because he was my sister's friend. And I was like, he's my sister's friend, you know? And so I was like, I don't know if I can see this, but I thought he was so cute and I thought he was awesome. So we just kept talking, kept talking, kept talking. And then I was the same way. I was like, Lord, if this is not the relationship that you have for me, like, I would give it up in a heartbeat. And even though I'm starting to love him, I love you more. Like, again, exactly. Like from love, like, that's I love it. You more. I don't want to do anything that's going to separate me from you, God. I want something that's going to bring me even closer to you. And then I started realizing, like, Christian really was bringing me closer to him.
Totally.
I was so much stronger. I was so much more confident. And I think that's when you know, like, okay, this person could very well be the one. All right, so we have so many great questions. Somebody says, how do you keep your friends close while you're in a relationship? And I want to ask you this because I kind of struggle with this, and my friends and I had so many conversations about this. But when you start dating, you're like, it's so hard to navigate. But what did that look like for you?
Most of my closest friends are long distance. They were in college or in different parts of the world. And so that made it even more challenging, I think. But I think it is really important to try, at least in the first half of your dating, the first part of dating, I think it's really important to really have your girls, to talk to them, to call them, to tell them what's up, tell them what's going on, like how you feel about him. Because even it was so sweet at our wedding, a couple of my best friends who I'd really like been filling in on all the process of our of how I fell in love with Austin, they got to talk about that at the wedding and be like, I remember this stage and this stage. And I just think that's such a gift to have people that get to see and be a part of your journey. I do think there's a transition that needs to happen towards, you know, engagement and into marriage where you definitely have your husband be the first person.
So true.
But even then, like, I think when I go spend time with my girls or with my friends, with my band, with my people, then it's awesome to come back and I feel even more like full for Austin.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
like,
awesome.
So I think it's important to, even when you're married, have your people and spend time with those other people. But I mean, I love doing everything with Austin, so it's hard.
So true. No, I feel the same way. And it's funny because, like, when you do go do whatever, like, go hang out with your friends or even he goes and hangs out with his friends, it's so fun when you come out together, especially when you're married. Because you have, like, fresh content.
Yes.
You're like, so what happened?
It's
you
the
know?
Best.
It is the best.
And it makes you, like, fall in love all over again.
It's so true.
How's it been a day?
It's so true. Because when you're with your friends, I mean, even with your husband, you're like this too. Like, you're yourself, you're groupie, you're crazy. But when you're with, like, your friends, it's like this other level of, like, untapped craziness that, and then you go back and you're, like, still that hype.
Totally.
I love it.
It's awesome.
That's I love it. But yeah, for me and my friends, we navigated that a little bit. Like, Lainey and I, best friends, and she and I had always prayed that we'd meet our husbands at the same time.
Aww.
And it was so cool because literally on me and Christian's first date, Lainey came because it was like a group thing. Sarah Grizzly, all of our friends like came. We went to a Luke Bryan concert and Christian was there.
Fun.
And Lainey was like mad at me. I didn't know until later because she was so mad that I was going on a date before she had a date because she was like, we said we were going to meet our husband at the same time. And I'm like, girl, I'm sorry. Like, I am not the Lord. I cannot, like, make this happen. And who even knows who's my husband? So this whole talk. So while we're there.
She knew.
So while we're there, she goes, I'm going to go scout up my options. And she walks over and, like, literally so dramatically goes to scout. And she goes, he's pretty cute. And I was like, you think he's cute? And my mom was there. She's like, you think he's cute? She's like, that's my friend's, like, nephew. I'm going to go talk to him. Like, let me introduce y'all. And
no
Lainey's
way.
Like, no. So she does. Sure enough, that's Clayton, who Lainey married two weeks after me and Christian got married. Yes. So they met on our first date, got engaged 2 weeks after us, got married 2 weeks after us. So, I mean, literally at the same time.
Word, that is awesome.
Yes. And I said to say, like, Lainey, like, we joke about her being mad, but she actually really was mad. Y'all know I love a good story. I love hearing about a story, listening to a story, and there are so many unforgettable stories and characters out there, and Audible is here to help you discover all of them. Audible is the home of storytelling and lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one simple, convenient app. They offer an amazing selection of audiobooks from every genre, like bestsellers, new releases, memoirs, mysteries, business, and more. There's always something new to discover along with your old favorites. If you're a thrill seeker, Audible
is the place for you. Their selection of mystery and thriller titles, plus highly anticipated new releases, will keep your heart racing month after month. And Audible's next listen recommendation means that there's always something that you'll love at your fingertips. Audible members get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and even podcasts. You can download or stream them wherever you would like and whenever you would like. Plus, members can pick one title every month from the entire catalog to keep. With thousands of titles, you'll definitely find something you love all in one convenient app so that you can listen anywhere, anytime. So if you're into the whole crime mystery thing, my sister actually just told me about a title called The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. And I gotta be honest, I'm not really into these kind of things because I get too scared too easily. And she was like, no, it will not scare you. You will love it. You'll be so into it. So I guess that's gonna be my next listen. So new members can try Audible now for free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/woe or text woe, W-H-O-A to 500-500. That's audible, A-U-D-I-B-L-E .com/woe or just text woe to 500-500 to try Audible for free for 30 days. Go check it out, friends.
And it's like funny because, you know, we can't see the full picture that God has, right? So sometimes like we get frustrated and we take that out on our friends. But like if you just like move that to prayer, like wait and see what God is going to do, because he had like this beautiful story for us. And it's that's funny really because like now we laugh at Lenny being mad. But I mean, God just had this epic plan. And that's not always God's plan is going to be different for everybody. Right. That doesn't mean you're going to meet your guy 2 weeks after your best friend. You know, that doesn't always happen. And there were hard things that me and Lainey had to navigate through that were totally different than that. But I say it to say, like, if that's you, hang on for a little bit and just trust God in the process.
He writes great stories.
Great, especially he really does. Love stories. Great
He's
love stories.
He's really good at it.
He is.
So good.
Thinking back to when you were single, because I know we have a lot of single ladies out there, single guys too watching, what are some of those prayers that you pray in that time, and what did that time look like for you whenever you were single?
Mm. I loved being single. I really did, because I think that God does write beautiful love stories with a man and a woman, but he writes even better love stories with himself and
That's
you.
That's awesome, yeah.
And I mean, I could cry thinking about it. God really drew me so close to his heart and loved on me so much during that time where it was like just us. And it was so special. Like,
awesome.
I remember I did YWAM. Have you heard of YWAM?
Uh-huh.
So I did YWAM. And during my time there, I just experienced so much closeness to the Lord. And obviously not every season of my life has felt like that. There've been some really, really hard seasons, but that one in particular was a season where I felt God pursuing my heart and calling me away with him and like, come away, my beloved, let me talk to you. And that time was so beautiful. I remember getting this ring where I would like, every time I looked at it, I would think of the Lord, and it was really sweet. So it was just a time for that. And then one of my friends was like, you can go on dates with God. And I was like, no, like, because Jesus is not just our boyfriend. He's a reverent, high, and amazing.
Yeah.
He's the God of all creation. He's Jesus, the Savior of the world. He's so much, but he is our lover.
Yeah.
And so being able to go on dates with the Lord and like read my Bible or pray or whatever, it was
That's
like
awesome.
So rich. I took a trip by myself one time, and by myself, I was like praying the whole time. And it was amazing.
That's
and I think
awesome.
Like I didn't know if I was going to get married. I didn't know if I wanted to be married. I didn't know if that was what God had for me. So I never really prayed like for my future husband,
yeah.
which I probably should have now, but God, he covered me. Don't
That's
worry.
So he had your back.
I never really prayed for that. I really just like think that time of falling in love with Jesus was what prepared my heart for marriage. And I was even thinking about this morning. I was like, obviously there've been crazy seasons, but I've loved the Lord for a while. And so it's been like, we've had a way longer relationship than Austin and I ever will. And that's kind of nice to
that's
be like,
awesome.
We've been together for way longer than, you know.
We've been together for like 23 years.
Yeah. I was like,
that's awesome. I love
but
that.
It's sweet. So I think, God wants to love on you. And,
I love
and he's
that.
Really good at it. So
that's great. What a hope. I love it. That was awesome.
What
Thanks
about you?
For
what was your?
Oh,
you
no, hey, that. I will go there. I love it. I love how you backfire because I'm like, no, I need to think about this. You know, whenever I was single, I will say I made the mistake of constantly trying to just have a guy in my life, have a boy in my life. And when I look back, I'm like, why did I do that? You know, why did I do that? Like, I was just totally dating because it was nice to have somebody there, nice to have somebody around, but hindsight 2020, that ended up hurting me a lot, you know, like it was just more hurt and time that I could have spent just myself with the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, again, God covered me and he's so good. And throughout the whole time, I felt like I was deepening my relationship with the Lord. But at the same time, I was distracting myself with other guys. And so I had moments of single pockets.
Totally.
And you know what's crazy? I love them. And as I'm saying, like, it was so good. And it was so good for my relationship with the Lord. But then I kept going back into that lure of, like, wanting a boyfriend. And so I think when I met Christian, the amazing thing is the day before I met him, I told my friends, because I knew I was on the cycle. Like, everybody saw it. I, like, kept dating guy after guy after guy. I said, you know what? I'm done with this. I broke up with this guy. I was like, I'm done with this. I'm like, I'm not dating anybody for, like, at least till the end of the year. It was in July. So I was like, give myself 6 months. I was like, I am stopping this pattern, all this stuff. And my friend was like, okay, I'm recording you say this. It was actually Lainey, Sarah, and Gracie. So I turned on the recorder, and I'm like, this is safe, Rob. And I'm done dating until the end of this year,
funny.
All this stuff. And the next day, I was at the beach, and I saw Christian. I was like, dang it. I immediately was like, why did I make that video? But I knew, because my pride was in the way. Pride was saving me this time. And I looked at them. At first, I said, delete the video. And then Lainey was like, no. She's like, you do not. Do not.
Delete.
And so I was like, okay, I will not talk to him. I will avoid him. So I spent the whole time avoiding him at all costs. And he was like back there standing by Sarah and Gracie. And I remember I was like, he's going to date one of them. And I'm going to be so mad. I made that video. But I was like, Lord, I will not talk to him. So I avoided him the whole night. So at the very end of
the
night,
did he pick up on the fact that you were
avoiding
him?
Well, later, yes. Okay. But at the time, like, no. All my friends say he was like trying to catch up to me the whole time, but I was like hightailing. So we were like all in a circle at the end of the night, and it was so funny. I said something about, I had just gone skydiving, and I was like, oh, it was amazing. And then Christian said, like, oh, would you ever go, like, shark cage diving? I was like, no. And he was like, I would. And I'm like, okay, he's a man, you know, like, starting to, like, think he's kind of cute. And so then, at the end of the night, he said, Sadie, you know I'm the only person in my family that you don't follow on Instagram. And I was like, oh, really? Ha ha. And I, like, knew I didn't. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. And then I, like, avoided it. I was like, can't follow him because then we're going to start DMing and, you know. And so then I gave it, like, 3 days. Because now I tell girls, hey, give yourself 3 days, you know. Like, 3 days is a good time. Jesus spent 3 days in the tomb. You got to give yourself some time to think, right?
Exactly.
So I thought about it. And then I was like, okay. You know what? I'm not dating him by following him on Instagram. So I follow him and I get this notification pop up. And I was like, did he already DM me? That is so weird. Like, that was so fast. And I click on it and he had DM'd me 2 years ago. I never saw it.
Aww.
And talk about God writing a really beautiful story. He had, like, seen me at Passion and he was like, I love the Lord's doing
That's
your life.
So sweet.
So we started, like, not talking, but literally just talking, getting to know each other. And, like, for, like, 2 months, we had just, like, talked as friends. Like, we didn't flirt. Like, my friends would be like, Christian, I'd be like, no, like, don't even say it. Like, we're not, like, we have not flirted at all. We're talking about, like, the Bible. We're talking about, like, books we're reading, sermons we're listening to. And what it did, though, is that repositioning in my heart, it's like, I'm not going to date for a while. It slowed me down to get to know him as a person. And, like, every other relationship I had been in literally lasted 2 months. For us, we, like, talked 2 months,
That's
getting
awesome.
To know each other before we ever, like, stepped into dating. And so for you, like, maybe you're her story and you, like, rocked singlehood. You were like,
oh,
man.
I definitely
yeah,
like,
hard days.
Did not have as much as I
hard
should
days,
have.
Hard days, hard days. But just in the sense of, like, I traveled by myself. I got to know myself. I had this sweet time with the Lord. Like, he is the creator of all things, but he's also the one that I love. Like, those things. Or maybe you're like me and you've just, like, consistently, like, put a guy in your life to just date somebody to date. Like, God's going to cover you in all things. He's
totally.
In all things. He
does.
Is love himself.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's never too late to stop a pattern or a cycle that you're going on and just reposition your heart with the Lord. And it's never too late to say, okay, God, like, I'm in a great place with you. And now this guy's great. And that doesn't mean you're replacing God with this guy. You're just welcoming into your story. And so wherever you're at, God's in it and he's good because he's literally, like, writing the story of your life and with you in all things. I love that we just talked about that. That was
I love
so
it too. I do think there's another cycle that we can have in our hearts sometimes where we feel like we have to know the person is the one. Like,
so true.
The first date that we go on. And I think I did that. Where I dated a guy and be like, God, like, wants me to. I didn't want to do anything that wasn't, like, God's will. So I'd be like, God probably wants me to marry him. And then it just wasn't, and I put too much. So I think that going on a date here and there is so – it can be really healthy, actually.
So
if you treat the person with respect, and if it's, like, you know, just a good coffee or dinner date, like, that's good, I think. Like,
I agree.
Don't have to put the pressure on. I love that you'd spent 2 months just feeling it out. Like, same with Austin and I. We were really good friends for a while and didn't put any pressure on it. And even after we were officially dating, I didn't know if we were going to – get married. And I don't think that's a bad place to be. I think keeping your hands open is healthy, and until you know that like has for you to be with the person.
Because people say, like, date someone with the intention to marry them, and, like, that is so true. Like, date someone with the intention to marry them, that doesn't mean you have to marry them.
Totally.
Like, you know, that's what my mom would always say, because I'd be like, love is patient, love is kind. Like, when my boyfriend's in a fight, she's like, for, yes, that's God's love, and that's for marriage. Like, those are whenever you're gonna really have to, like, fight through things and work through things. So when you're dating somebody and they show signs that they're not the one, it's okay to break up, because you're considering the one in the future, you know? I think that is such a good point.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so this is so relatable, but I want to kind of add a little bit to this. But they said, how do you deal with someone who is spreading false rumors about you? I feel like I dealt with this in high school, but I am still dealing with it as a young adult, too. I struggle to not get angry. I want to defend truth. Do I be silent? Do I speak up? So basically, she's just going through a lot. And I feel like a lot of people feel that way. And I do think that people think that's just for high school, but it's not. So for you, have you dealt with that? And two, I think you could even go into the social media aspect of things. I mean, y'all have a following dealing with comments or people and all those things. How do you go through that?
Well, first of all, I mean, I'm so sorry. That is so painful. That is so hard. And that's really sad. And even though you know who you are and you're God's child and you're everything that he says you are, that's still, it's so painful. And it's been painful for me when I've experienced slander, when I've experienced that. And and for me, in terms of when there have been rumors spread, I think the best way is to go, the Bible says if your brother has an ought against you, to go to your brother and to confront him. And it's like, when your brother has a problem with you, you go to him. And so I think it's important to go to the person that is spreading the rumors, or who is, saying false things about you or is being hurtful to you, and to, like, talk to them about it. Buy them coffee, be like, hey, I just don't understand. You know, what did I do to do this? Or, you know, whatever, just to have a really good, healthy conversation. And if they're not willing to talk about it, and if they're still bitter towards you, or if they're still spreading those rumors, really the only thing that you can do is love. And I think obviously there's probably going to be a righteous anger that you feel. There's going to be an anger that you feel. I felt that. And there's a difference between the toxic anger and the righteous anger and the toxic anger. I mean, that can only be healed through forgiveness, which takes a long time.
So true.
But then righteous anger is good, because it shows you your heart's motives, your desires of your heart, your passions for justice.
That's
and stuff. And I think that if you let it, that the Lord use your passion for justice that you've experienced through being hurt, then it will, you can use it to help other people, you know? And so in terms of, like, the comments, I think our music, some of the songs are different from what other people have heard in the Christian music world and stuff. And there's some things, we talk a lot about vulnerability or all these kinds of things. And we do get a lot of comments where people are frustrated or offended or, there have been some really hurtful comments about how the music is, like, Hellenist, because it's, like, rowdy. And it's like, we need to go back to the hymns of old, and demons are, like, crazy stuff.
Wow.
And you're like, what? Like, how did you get there from there? Like, but obviously there's a story there. I mean, I don't know. There's a story why they are offended by the genre, the type of music, or what we're talking about. And I've tried a few times. It can get hard with a lot of, you know, a lot of comments and stuff. But a couple times I'll just, like, audio message, like, hey, like, I don't really understand.
Yeah.
You know, why do you think this? And it's not our heart at all. And I've actually had some amazing conversations over
social media
with people who will be like, you have been so kind. Thank you
for
approaching me. Like, I totally understand what you're saying now. And
that's
I didn't before. And it's like, love covers a multitude
that's
of wrong, which is really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But that's been cool to see those great outcomes come out of really initially bad situations.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But what about for you with I'm sure you've experienced
It's definitely
that.
Hard, for sure. I actually just recently was super challenged by this. It was like one of the executives at Nike, she was at this global leadership conference, and she was talking about how, like, they used to get so much hate. And then one day they were like, why don't we just ask them, like, how we can help? Like, how we can help just hear them out. And I was like, that is so cool. Like, that they would ask the people who are hating on them how they can help make things better. And, you know, like you said, sometimes you're going to take that advice. And then sometimes it's just not right. Like you said, like, you can approach somebody once and maybe it'll go great. And if they don't have the ears to hear and they don't want to listen, they're still going to be in their place. You have to, you know, stand up for yourself and be confident enough to say, like, okay, I know who I am. Exactly. I wish you the best. But there's nothing else to talk about, you know? I actually remember recently I was getting this girl. She was hating on my page over some things that I was really passionate about, like mission work and mission trips and stuff. And she just didn't agree with it. She felt like you should help your own country, which we do help our own country, but it was just super big hate. But it bothered me enough that I felt like I should DM her. And I never really tap into it because my family's been in this for like 6 years and we get all kinds of hate and also way more positive, but also, you know, you have those people
and the one just feels I know, so big, it's terrible.
And so I was like, I'm gonna reach out and I'm just gonna like kind of enlighten her to like what my heart is, why I care about this, and maybe help her understand a little bit and just see like why she's so bothered. And so I messaged her privately and she immediately responds, sorry, don't have time to read this. And in that moment, I was like, okay, this girl has time to go on my public page and publicly say all that, but privately, she doesn't have time. And it makes you realize that some people aren't saying stuff because they really are mad or because they really care, but they just want the attention, because she continued on my public page to talk about it, but she wouldn't respond privately. And so, you, like you said, you have to understand that, like, when people are saying stuff, like, there's a story there. There's something going on in their own life. Maybe it's an insecurity. Maybe it's an attention-seeking thing. Maybe they see where you're at in life and they want to drag you down. Yeah. And so that's why it's so important that, like, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever your story is, that, like, you are so confident in what God is doing in your life and you're confident in the answers that you would give. Just like I could message her and say, hey, I see you're upset. This is my heart. And that's why you want to be really in touch with what God is doing in your life and who you are, because you can answer those questions about who you are and not let what they say become who you are. And that goes from Instagram or in high school. Like high school, gosh. I remember getting some hate in high school
It's hard.
It's hard. So hard. But knowing who you are, and you might be like, how in the world do I know who I am? How do I get to that point? And it truly is, for me, I mean, just finding myself in scripture. Like, God speaks so much life over you. He literally formed you, created you. The fact that you're breathing means that he has a plan. And so keeping all of that in mind, that when you go outside and you see this beautiful creation, that God created you too, it makes all of this a lot easier.
Have you ever read the story Punchinello? Max Lucado wrote this book. And Lucia, in this book, it's like this town of wooden characters, and they all give each other stars or dots for the good things that they do. They give them stars. If they do bad things, they get these black dots put on them, and it just sticks to their wooden characters. So this one girl, Lucia, is the only girl in the whole town who doesn't have any stars or any dots on her. And this one little Wemmick, they're called Wemmicks. his name is Punchinello, and he's just covered in black dots. So he goes to her and he's like, how do you not have any of these stars or dots on you? And she said, it's easy. I just go spend time with the maker every day.
I
love that, because we think like, oh, we're doing good if we get all these like praises from people. Yeah. But even that is like,
not good.
That can be dangerous. Yeah. You know, if you let that like you said, so decide who you are, or what you believe and what you stand for, it's like God gets to decide that. And spending time with him is the only way you'll be able to get to that point. So I love that book. And like, honestly, we're never too old to read kids' books. It's so good. So we should go read it.
If you have not read it, seriously, go read that book. I remember reading that book like in elementary school, like our library teacher would read it to us. And now like it's so much more impactful than it was then, because I didn't really get it as significant whenever you're younger. But you're like, wow, like spending time with my maker, like whether it's the compliments you need to give back to him or the insults you need to give to him, and let God just bring you back to who you are. Sometimes you need a little humbling, and sometimes you need a little booster.
Exactly. That's so true. Right? That's a good point.
All right, so this is the last question I'll ask that somebody said, and I love this question. I love the authenticity. She says, how do you deal with your busy schedule? I feel like I can barely find time to go to school, work, and sleep. I feel like I can never fit in all of my things. And I know with you, you're literally in a band. You're married. You have several things, so many more things than I know about because I recently followed you on Instagram. You have friendships to maintain. You have a relationship with the Lord. How do you find time? What does that look like for you?
This is funny that you're asking me that because last week was like, promoting the record, it was a lot of stuff, which I'm so grateful for because I'm so passionate about the music. I'm so passionate about what God is doing in the band and what he's doing in the world. So I'm so grateful to be a part, but it was getting to the point where I was like, my voice is gone. Like, I can't even like keep my eyes open. We were working really hard. So it was exhausting. And I definitely was like, can't keep at this pace forever. I think like the balance of having set aside time where you rest is important. I think not resting all the time, but like the work that we have is such a gift from the Lord, and being able to look at it as a blessing is awesome. But also taking that hour in the morning to rest, to, you know, take things slowly. And I think honestly, a lot of us, I think if we were honest with ourselves, if we spent a little bit of time off of social media, we would find time to like
chill,
and, you know, read and pray and all that. So I think, oh my word, I'm so grateful for the new iPhone thing that says
the
like,
screen time.
You've been on your phone half
the
day.
You in the face. Every Sunday, I'm like, oof.
I know. I know. So I think that's good. That rest time is important because we can always make time for the things that are important.
It's good.
Yeah, what are you?
I love that. And that's a great point. It's a great point. If you go on your screen time on your phone, it will literally tell you how much time you spent on Instagram. So take that and then bring it into all of the things that you need to do. Love Instagram. It's fun, but it's not the most important thing in your life in the least bit. And I think when you're actually living your life, then you have an overflow to be able to post on social media for stuff like that. But I love that you asked that question to me too, because I've struggled with the balance. And I think what I define was like rest is so important, but rest isn't always going to look like a week or long or a month long. Like sometimes you can't do that, but like you said, it can be that hour. It can be, for me, like it's actually restful for me to play tennis. Like that's not everybody's rest, but that's that helps my mind like stop for a minute or like it's rest to go work out. Like I like doing that. And it's funny, we recently heard a president's speech, and not President Trump, but a president from the past. And they were asked him, what does your time look like in the White House? And he said, every morning I woke up and for an hour I read the Bible. And then I went through my mail. And then later in the afternoon, he said, and I didn't read the news because I was the news. And then he said, and I worked out for an hour every day. And I was like, the president of the United States had time to read his Bible for an hour and work out for an hour. I'm like, if the president can find time to do that, then we all can. It just means waking up a little earlier, carving out that time, going to bed a little bit sooner. But that's so hard. And I feel like when you're walking in a relationship with the Lord, so many people say, how do you find time to read your Bible or do a devotional? And, you know, with the Lord, like, it doesn't just have to look like spending time in a devotional at 6 a.m. I always say this. I'm like, God did not set that date. Like, he did not set that time. Like, he's not disappointed with you if you sleep till 7 because that was not his date that he said. That was your date. And so, like, that's not how a relationship with God always works. Like, relationship with him is 24/7. Like, talk to him all day long. If you, like, read your Bible, like, meditate on the truth. The Bible talks about that. Those who meditate on the word will be like a tree planted by streams of living water. But it's not like if you don't do your devotional, then it's like a crucial thing in your relationship with God. He's there all the time. I want to ask you one last thing, just personally. You know, you talk about people commenting about We the Kingdom and stuff that y'all put out. And like, I love Holy Water. I love what y'all are doing. I think it's awesome. What from you and your family, like, why do y'all do it? Why do y'all write the music? Why do you sing? Like, what would you want people to know your heart is behind what you do?
That's a really a great question. The band kind of started as an accident. We didn't like ever set on being a family band. That's honestly, being young, I was like, that sounds like terrible, but it's not. It's amazing. The Lord really directed our paths to lead to this point, and it makes total sense. And it's been really, really sweet. I think the one thing that we want people to take away from this record, though, I mean, people ask, like, what is the record about? And it literally is, it's our first record. So it's about everything that we've experienced up until this point, which is a lot of stuff. But I think that the heart behind it is that people would feel deeply and dearly loved by the Lord, by Jesus, no matter where they are in life. because he loves us so much. And so I hope that the record gives people permission to be able to enter into whatever place they need to be in, whether that's a place of sadness or vulnerability with God, whether that's a place of deep joy, whether that's a place of deep rest and peace or whatever. I'm hoping that people will be able to find a song for each sort of season in their heart.
It's awesome.
That can help them experience a deeper connection with God and with people. But
I love that.
Because that's what it's done for me. So I'm so grateful for the songs. I mean, some of them have been around for a really long time. So it's cool to now like share them with people.
I love
it's
that. Crazy. That's yeah. so cool. It's really cool. Well, we're so excited for USA We Thank because you. I always like speak in we because I'm talking about my whole team.
I love
and
it.
And my husband yes. and my family. Like we love it and we're excited for y'all. If you haven't gone and got the album, go get it. Holy thank water. You, yes. And thank you, Franny, for being on.
Thank you so awesome. Much for having me. This is awesome. See you guys.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Whoa, That's Good podcast. I have so much fun doing this. I hope y'all have fun listening. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at LegitSadieRob and follow the podcast at Whoa, That's Good podcast. Head on over to liveoriginal.com to see when I'm in a city near you or visit Live Original blog on our online store, which carries my exclusive Words by Sadie Robb line. Also, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave comments so we can hear what you're loving. Also want to give a special shout out to my audio engineer, Marcus DePaula, the whole team at United Talent Agency, and my Live Original team. You guys are awesome, and hey, so are all of you too. Thanks so much for listening.